Michelangelo's marble sculpture of David turns 500 years old next year. Art conservation authorities in Florence, which is where the Renaissance masterpiece stands, are debating whether to subject the famous nude to a dry cleaning or to give it a bath. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
Florence is the cradle of the Renaissance, and conservation of its artworks is a thriving industry. The Opificio delle Pietre Dure is Italy's premier restoration institute for stone and marble, and every sculpture in the city is under its care and supervision.
And these are our Fort Knox reserves.
Director Cristina Acidini points to the rubble of stones in the courtyard, from blocks of white Carrara to red Egyptian porphyry used to replace missing parts. Founded by the Medicis in the 16th century, the Institute's restorers are today cleaning a Donatello statue and the sublime Doors of Paradise by Ghiberti. Acidini says many artworks are at the mercy of the elements and must be protected.
It's our generation which has the responsibility to decide their future.
But one decision taken by the art establishment in Florence is rocking the art world. They've decided to clean Michelangelo's David, which many believe to be the most beautiful sculpture in the world. They intend to apply compresses of distilled water to the marble surface to draw away dirt. The method is so controversial that Agnese Paronchi, the veteran restorer who had been first chosen to clean the David, resigned in protest last April.
Ora, gli impacchi senz'altro no, questo perché sulla scultura.
She says dust settles on sculptures unevenly. Compresses of distilled water should not be used on sculptures because they act in a uniform manner. They're too harsh and could cause damage. If I use that method, she adds, I'll end up with a hunk of marble in the shape of David. Her method would have been very low-tech. Badger hair brushes, cotton swabs, rubber erasers, and a chamois cloth. Paronchi, who has won acclaim for her cleaning of Michelangelo's Medici tombs, has carefully analyzed the David. She says that because the statue was left outdoors for centuries and underwent a drastic treatment of hydrochloric acid in 1843, not 1 millimeter of its original polished surface is left. Nevertheless, she adds, the extraordinary suppleness of David's rippling muscles and his vibrant flesh are still palpable and must be conserved.
Every year, more than 1 million visitors cross this threshold to personally experience what neither words nor images can adequately tell.
This audio guide explains that since 1873, the David has been indoors, standing on a pedestal in the Accademia. In 1504, Florentine authorities placed the sculpture of the biblical young shepherd, slayer of the Philistine giant Goliath, in the main square as a symbol of the city's freedom and its civic pride. In its lifetime, the 14-foot-high colossus has suffered several traumas. In 1507, its left arm and wrist were fractured in a riot. And in 1991, a disturbed Italian artist fractured one of David's toes with a hammer. Michelangelo was only 26 when he chose a seriously flawed, veined block of marble that two artists before him had already tackled and discarded. The result, many say, is the embodiment of male perfection.
I think it's pretty amazing. The quality of the work, it's stunning.
Kai Wessels is from San Jose, California. He wouldn't mind seeing a cleaner David. Tricia Banyan from Salt Lake City, Utah, does not agree.
They should not touch it. They should leave it exactly how it is.
Columbia University professor James Beck shares this opinion.
I am, in fact, against aesthetic intervention because I know not only does the restorer have one aesthetics, I have another, maybe the tourists have a third, but these aesthetics change in time.
Beck has organized a petition addressed to Italian cultural authorities and signed by about 50 art scholars from all over the world, asking for a halt to the David cleaning project. He has proposed the creation of a commission of experts to judge all possible restoration methods. The art historian is particularly critical of the cleaning of Michelangelo's frescoes in the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican, which has revealed bright colors that upset many scholars accustomed to a murkier Michelangelo. The Sistine Chapel restorers defend their work, saying they used chemical and other tests, But Beck says that's just pseudoscience.
The terrible truth is that all those things can aid a restorer, but the restorer is the one that decides what to take off and what to put back on, and there's no science that can do that any more than there's any science that can paint an impressionist painting.
Another concerned scholar is art historian Ross King. He has written about the poor restoration of Leonardo's Last Supper in Milan. The fresco's colors are now faded and pale. He says that should warn us about both the seductive promises of science and the zealous interventions of the restoration industry. Antonio Paolucci, the superintendent of all of Florence's museums, concedes that the Last Supper restoration was perhaps not a good idea. And he himself, in the face of international protest, last year canceled plans to restore Leonardo's Adoration of the Magi in the Uffizi Gallery. But he's convinced the David cleaning should go ahead.
Noi italiani non abbiamo, credo, ormai nessun...
We Italians no longer hold any records in the world. Everyone has moved ahead of us, alas. However, there is still one field in which we are at the top, and that is in restoration, what we call the science of conservation. In this field, we have no rivals. We are the best in the world. I say that with assurance and pride.
The controversy rages on. The English daily The Guardian recently wrote, David is a global property, a defining achievement of humanity. Italy has no more right to damage its surface than the Taliban had to blow up Buddhist masterpieces. Cristina Accidini, the director of the Stone and Marble Restoration Institute, says artistic icons such as the David are part of the collective imagination, and any change in their appearance can be disturbing.
So the collective imagination is very influential on opinions, even on experts' opinion. And I think that the difference between a work of art which has been restored and the pictures or memories of it which were familiar in advance is a striking one. Many critical statements, I think, are influenced or determined by the shock of this difference.
As plans stand now, the David cleaning will begin in September. In the meantime, this heroic icon of youthful beauty and champion of a just cause soars vibrantly and seemingly unperturbed. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Florence.